Okay, well, on Vav, I'm an Aleph. So, I'm a Rava. Eight lines, about 10 lines from the bottom. I'm a Rava. No, that's the wrong place. Beficha, back to the Brisa. It's Beficha in the Brisa, Zut Stoka. That's giving Stoka. Bal Ta'acher applies to Stoka as well. So, I'm a Rava. Says Rava, you should know, though. But Stoka, when we said Stoka, is Mechayiv Allah La'Alta. If a person doesn't give it at maybe one of the, it's an early opportunity, he would be already transgressed Bal Ta'acher. My timer, why is that? Because the heart came at Aniyim. Because there's Aniyim around, and if you've got stock and money, there's designated for Aniyim, you should give it to them straight away, and if not, you've transgressed. So the Gemara says, Peshitta, obviously, it's like, you do your opportunity for the mitzvah. So, you might think, Kiven de bit in yonah de korbanos kasiva. Sin is Bal Ta'acher, we're learning it's related to korbanos, that you get three regalim, and, so you may think, ad de avri Allah, it would, until you passed upon it, with the tzedakah as well, gimel regalim, korbanos, kamash malan rava. Rava's coming to tell you that it doesn't apply. This is, it explains why. Hosam who, over there, with good korbanos, talinu rachmona, the regalim, it made it dependent on the regalim, because when people are generally bringing the korbanos, and it's pertinent to that, avalhacha, it doesn't really apply, because loy, the hat shrichanim over here, sin is there a name around, therefore one would have to give straight away if it didn't be over. Next point of Rav. Amarav. Kivan sha'avalav regal achad. Sin as he transgresses he passes one regal. True, he's not over the Bal Ta'acher, but he's over by assay. He has mevatel a mitzvah's assay. Right, which he said, v'haveis and shom. So basically, Eid Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Papias. They made a testimony. Avlad Shlomim, with regards to the baby of a Korban Shlomim, Shiachriv Shlomim, that you should sanctify it. So if a Korban had a baby, basically, the baby is also a Korban. So Amar Rebbe Papias, says Rebbe Papias, Animo Eid, I'm testifying, Shahai Solonu, we had a Parashel Zifrei Shlomim, a female cow, which was a Shlomim, but Achalnua Bapesach, we ate the mother on Pesach, i.e. we sacrificed and ate the mother on Pesach, but Achalnu Vlada, Shlomim b'chag, and then we ate its baby, on Sukkos. Okay, so obviously the baby was born before they brought the mother. So they brought the mother on Pesach, and they sacrificed the baby on Sukkos. So it's going to be kash and rabba. Bishlom a Pesach. We understand on Pesach lo akrivua. We didn't sacrifice the vlad, the baby cow. Why? Imo de mechusas man who have a, because maybe it's mechusas man. The halacha is you can't sacrifice a korban until the eighth day. So maybe it was just recently born and it wasn't 8 days old, so you couldn't sacrifice it on Pesach. However, Ella vlad de ba'etzeres, but on Shavuos, how mashila? How can you wait for it? Leave it over. But avri Allah, but assay, according to what Rabbi said, you're transgressing an assay if you leave it over. So we're having this testimony over here. So it's obviously not testimony of the dinner of Eira. So kashon Rabbi. So Amrav's vid, no. Mishmeda Rabbi answers for Rabbi. Kigoin, this case over here is Shahaya Choyla Batzeris. It was sick. So sin was it sick, you can't bring it. Tosha says it's like it's possible to have Rabbi. So when it's sick, so therefore you can't bring it. So that's one answer. Ravashi has a different answer. He says, no, we're mistaken. My Achalnu, Achalnu Vlad Shlomim Bachag. When it says we ate its, the Vlad, the baby in Chag, the Ketani, it meant over here Chag Shavuos. We don't mention Sukkos, no, it meant Shavuos. Because sometimes Chag can mean Shavuos. But Edach, the other first opinion, he didn't like that. He said, no. Kol Hecha the Tani Pesach. When it says Pesach, then the counterpart would turn it at Teres, would say at Teres as well. True, Shavuos is a Chag, but whenever you say the word Pesach, you have to use the word at Teres. A third statement of Rava. V'amar Rava, kiven she'avru alav gimel regalim. Now, a person, we're talking about the Lota, say, he transgressed Bal Ta'acher. V'chol yom v'yom, over Bal Ta'acher. Each day that he doesn't bring, every day it's another Veira, and it's compounding his Bal Ta'acher over here. So we've got cash on him though. Meisvei. Echad v'chor, whether it's a v'chor, v'echad kol kadoshim, any korban. Kiven she'avru alem shona. Since a year has passed below regalim, and there didn't happen to be three regalim in that year, we're going to speak about that. Or alternatively, there was three regal, three regalim below Shana past, is over Baltacha. In either of those cases, is over in Baltacha, either the year past or three regalim past. So the Haimoi to Yuchta. But they were just asking, what's the kasher over here from here? Well, how does this disprove Rav that you know the who says you're over every day? So I'm a Rav Zakhana, says Rav Kahana, no, man the Kamoisiv, the person who's asking the kasher, Shapik Moisiv is asking a good kasher. Because Michti, since Tana Alavi is going upon Alav is a prefix, Alavi come have there, he's trying to say that you're transgressing. So listening, if he should also have taught, if Rav was correct, he should have said B'chol Yom B'Yom, and every day he's over Baltacha. Right, basically, you shouldn't have said it if it's true. So the other ones, V'ira, what are you talking about? Yeah, Tana L'mikve B'lav Koi Mahada. The focus over here of the Tana is to L'mikve, to be covered. It's basically you say that he's subject. It starts the Lav Kamahada. But however, B'lavi Yaseri Lo Kamahada. But with regards to say he's transgressing more Lavim, that's not his focus over here. He's just saying, once you get to this point, he's in Avera land.
But this
is the big chiddush of it, because once it passed a year. Yeah, why does he bring this? It could be because of the following. Yeah, you're still asking why did he bring this brisa?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but you'll see from the following. Right. It could be because the Gemara wants to say this, because look at this. Gufa, this is a mind opening brisa over here. Gufa. Ach echod b'chor, v'echod kol kodshim. Below regalim, as soon as a year passed without regalim, or regalim below shana, over baltacha. So says the Gemara. Bishlam, we understand regalim below shana. We can have regalim without a shana. Mishkachasla. Okay. We can find, you know, you can have three regalim quite easily without a shana, because sometimes you have it like at 7 or 8 months, whatever that works out, yeah? Okay. Ela shana below regalim, how can you have a year that doesn't have three regalim in? So, according to the one who holds the Kesidron Mishkachasla, you can find it. Because the clock doesn't start until Pesach. So therefore, so a year can pass before you pass the three regalim that count. El Laman de Leislay Kesidron, but the person who doesn't hold Kesidron, Tana Kamen. How can it be, Heikim Mishkachasla? How can you have a year that you're going to be over Baltacha? Right, and you did three regalim, it passed. By definition, every year has three regalim in it. So this is a very shreddish price. Okay. So we say, Bishlama le Rebbe Mishkachasla. According to Rebbe, we can have a case. Bishanam Uberis. What about? It's a leap year. That would do it, to Tanya. Shana and Tamima. It says, this is talking about Bate Arichoma, somebody who sells a house in a city. He has a year to redeem it if he wants to go back on his sale. So Rebbe Omer, Moina Shalosh Ma'ois V'Shishim V'Chamisha Yom, you count 365 days, Kaminyan Yom Oysu Choma, like the solar year. Yeah, V'Chom Yom Rin, they say Moina Yud Beis Chodesh. You know, it's 12 months, it's the Jewish year. Miyom Yom, from the day to day. So from the same date you sold it, the same date you've got to redeem it. You have Imnis Abra, according to Chomim, they say, what happens if it's a leap year? So it's a Jewish leap year. Shana nis abraloi goes to the moicha. The moicha gets an extra month to redeem. So that's the end of the brisa. So we say here like this: mishkachas la. We can find it according to the Rebbe. That basically we've got a year and the regalim didn't pass in the following case. The aksha he sanctified it, but bosa chagamatzos. He sanctified the korban. He said he was going to bring it after Pesach. So dechi mati shili adar basra when the end of the next Adar is going to come. Shana Malya, the year has been filled, meaning 365 days has passed, but still, regalim lo malu, but you still haven't got to Pesach. But, so this is the case where you can have 365 days comes before three regalim, because if it will be a leap year, according to Rebbe. But that's all good for Rebbe. El Rabbanan, according to Rabban, we're assuming this price. I want to say that everyone would agree with this. So how can you have a year that you don't have three regalim in? So says the Gemara, Kizitani Rebbe Shemaya, like this. At Tzeres, right, Shavuos, sometimes the dates change. Oh, for us it doesn't, but according to this opinion, at Tzeres, Shavuos, Pa'amim Chamisha. Sometimes it's on the 5th of Sivan, Pa'amim Shisha. Sometimes it's on the 6th of Sivan, and Pa'amim Shiva. and sometimes it's on the 70 film. We're going to explain how is that. How Kate said, because we know Schwartz is really totally on Sofia's Oima. It's not really a calendar date. So like this. So Schneehem Malayan. What's that? Yeah. It's an amazing move, this. So Har Kate Tad, again, Schneehem Malayim Chamisha. If two of them are Malay, it's going to be Chamisha, right? Because it's going to push it, right? Okay, it's going to be the fifth of Siva. Schneehem Chaseirim, if 2 months, that means that, Nisan, right? Nisan and Iyar had less days in them. So therefore, it's going to be the Shiva. It's going to be the seventh of Sivan. And Echon Moli v'Echon Chosa, if Nisan was Moli and Ia was Chosa, so it's going to work on Shisha of Sivan. Okay, that's a bright. So that's just basically saying how Shavuos sometimes come on different days. So now listen to this. This is the right. So, I shouldn't even spend the Gemara. So let's look at Rashi over here. Yeah? On Rashi, Echon Moli. You see this? Yeah? You saw everyone say Echon Moli. So like this. Mishkachas la now. Shona below Regolim. How can you find a year without Regolim? Kagon. Shnei Malayim. That both of the months, Nisan and Iyar were Moli. The era at Seris behave Sivan. So at Seris that year, Shavuos was on the 5th of Sivan. And then the day after Moitzi Chag, the Hikdisha, and then the person sanctified his Korban, the Macharas, with Vav Sivan. He sanctified it on Vav Sivan. And then Ulashon Abba, and the next year, Haush Neim Chaseirim, the Nisan and Iyar Chaseirim, the Iro at Seres, and it came out that Seres was on Zayin Sivan. So now you've got Hashtem Olea, the year, Beyom Vav, the year, Besivan, Meshek Nisha, but Dain Lo Abba at Seres Olav, but Seres hasn't passed him. Basically, this strange case, yeah, that if a person would sanctify a korban sometimes right after Shavuos, the day after Shavuos, sometimes it can come that there's going to be a year of past before the next Shavuos comes. Okay, now, so man, Tana, de poligalei. So who is the person who argues on him? Because, right, we said over here that basically, the difference between this Bryce and all the other Bryces, the Bryces before never mentioned this principle that you can be over Balta Acher with the year factor. So it seems some people don't agree with this. Yeah. So who is the people that don't agree with this? And so Acherim. So this is more like Kiddush Chodesh, the Tanya. Acherim Amrim, they hold like this. Ein Bein at Seres Le at Seres. You don't have the difference between one at Seres and another at Seres. The Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Ella Dalid Yomim Bilvav, 4 days. Okay. This is just talking about how, if I know what, say, Shavuos was on Sunday. So next Shavuos is going to be four days later on Thursday. And so Rosh Hashanah. Basically, because a lunar year has 354 days in it. So if it has 354 days in it, if you work that out in weeks, 350 works out in round weeks. So a year is always going to be 4 days ahead. So if I know Shavuos was on this day, but I know the next year is going to be 4 days ahead, because Acherim is always uniform, because they say like this, that we always have 1 month Mole and 1 month Chosa. 1 month Mole and 1 month, what?
So they balance out.
So it's always uniform. We don't have any things changing. So Shavuos is always going to fall on the same day, right? So we're not going to have this strange. So then the yid year, but if very good, but in Haisa Shana Uberes, what happens if it's Shana Uberes? So then Hamisha is one goes bumped again 5 days, because the Acherim hold that Shana Uberes is always Chosa, so which is 29 days. So you've got 1 and 28 is, so it's been one extra day. So that's that. So basically, we said different ways of finding a Shana without Regalim, but we say that the person who is going to disagree with this is Acherim. We will stop here.